Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com if you want to watch us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, there's a reason for that. When Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6, that's right. When you go to John 8:32, what does the Lord say? The truth shall make you free. So it's not the lie or the compromise or half-truths or diplomacy or whatever else you may throw into that category. It is the truth that makes men free. When I make reference to that of 1 Kings 13:33, which I do quite a bit, especially talking about these extorted, controlled operatives known as your said representatives, because that's what they are. You know what? Here's the burden of proof for you. Prove otherwise. Prove otherwise. And I can bring it to a conclusion right now, right here. Where's the justice? Their job is to uphold the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace. Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, in that order. And if you look at the purposes of government, what are they? To restrain men from violating God's moral law. Why? Because our rights come from God. Read your state's preamble. Okay? And when you look at that, the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's law. He who gives us our rights. 1 John 3:4. The second is to maintain order, again, not to create disorder the way that we see it being played out by our said representatives. And why is that happening and how is that happening? They don't bring forth judgment, which guards our liberties. That's found above the heads of the Supreme Court injustices in Washington, D.C. And what is the third? Well, the third purpose of government is this. And by the way, this is factual. Okay, the third purpose of government is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. Is that what's happening? No. Well, how could it happen when you have controlled operatives in the People's White House? What are you talking about? Well, the Daily Mail just reported, don't tell me I didn't tell you because I did once again. What do we see? The Daily Mail reports exclusive. Married South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Trump advisor Corey Lewandowski have been having a long affair, a clandestine affair for years. Okay? Well, Bradley, that's just hearsay. Well, if it's just hearsay, these folks can get in some serious trouble, okay? I don't know what it is, but if you look at the two of them, she's about a foot or a half a foot taller than this guy. And what is the appeal? I have no idea. She almost looks like an Anakin next to him. Here's Mrs. Noam in South Dakota, the said governor, waiting for Donald Trump's former administration to show up. And what you're seeing here is her with her alleged lover, according to the Daily Mail. And you can see picture after picture after picture. Yes, she is married, Christine Noam, and this is what I want to convey to you. And yes, Mr. Lewandowski is married. Yes, just wanted to make clear we all understand that. Hey, folks, if they can't be faithful to God, let me say it this way. They can't be faithful to their country. Let me say it this way as well. If a man or a woman cannot be faithful to God, how are they going to be faithful to their spouse? And if they can't be faithful to their spouse, how on God's green earth are they going to be faithful to us as representatives of upholding the law, all the while living a lie? I say it all the time, friends. The man or the woman in the office are one and the same. They're not two different people. I mean, look at this guy. I mean, it's almost comical. It really is. And this is what happens when he takes off his high heels, right? Pretty bizarre, to say the least. Pretty bizarre, to say the least. But you see this guy in the pictures, Lewandowski in pictures, all over the place. And obviously, it's now coming to the light. Why? Because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. I want to make clear that I got this information, and I got another one for you, too. I got this information from an individual that is sick and tired of Donald Trump. He used to be a Trump supporter from start to finish. He said, Bradley, you're the one that opened my eyes to Trump because I started to judge him the way the Bible tells me to judge him according to his fruit, Matthew 7, 16 and 20. And he said, I'm so tired of all of those that Donald Trump has put up around him. Every one of them is immoral. Well, he's right. He's absolutely right. But again, how many times do I have to tell you that the best that you have in America, they fail to pass the moral test every single time? And if they're not moral with the laws that they are to uphold, how are the people in this country to remain free? I don't know. You're going to have to answer that question. You ready for the second one? Now, listen, we've already exposed Matt Gaetz for who he is, Jim Jordan for who he is. We've exposed Marjorie Taylor Greene, how she condemned the whole lot of that, of the pharmaceuticals, only to find out she bought stock. Rand Paul and his wife, the same exact thing. Again, these are the heroes that are delivered up. And remember, Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver them up. And that's exactly what they're doing. But again, if we judge them according to the word of God, which we should all be doing for our own sake and for our posterity's sake, we would be judging them according to their fruit. That's not what the American people are doing, okay? Daryl Issa, same thing. Every single one of them. Jason Chaffetz, same thing. His cover-up efforts concerning Extortion 17. Trey Gowdy never brought anything concerning the congressional hearings of that of Hillary Clinton, which we all know in this country belongs in jail until she's prosecuted for her crimes. No question about it, along with her husband as well. So the next one is this, and again, sad to say, nope, I'm not sad to say this because this is what real love does. If you look at Leviticus 19:17, it tells us that we're not supposed to hate our brothers, but we're supposed to reprove them. We're to correct them. We're to instruct them. But what happens if they don't? Well, then we have to show the rest of the people what they're not willing to come to terms with, and that's what we're doing here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Judge us by our fruit as well. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we are the most censored. No, Alex Jones ain't got Jack on the show. I'm telling you right now. We are the most censored show in this country. There's no doubt about it. Why? Because we're bringing forth the answers. And that's why we're rated number one and number two out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We're telling people what they need to hear rather than what they want to hear. And we're not playing games with the shed blood of those that sacrificed themselves in giving us freedoms that which we now obtain. And that gift of freedom that we still have today is the good news. And the question that I lay to your candidates, what are you doing with that freedom? Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because I want you to check us out. I want you to share these videos, please, okay? We're being censored left and right everywhere we go. Why? Because we're over the drop zone. That's why. And we're not partaking, friends, in fraternizing with America's enemies like the good guys that you think are the good guys. Nope. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of those that keep thy precepts. That's what King David prayed for. And I'm telling you what, friends, they are hard to find, to say the least. Now, let me get back to this. I was just highlighting Kristi Noem. The Bible says in Luke 12:2 that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Okay, Daily Mail had to tell the American people what's going on. They do this quite a bit, by the way. Daily Mail reported exclusive married South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Trump advisor Corey Lewandowski have been having a years-long clandestine affair. Okay, and then I took the time to show you all the pictures here. Just, it's really dorky looking. It really is. She's a foot taller than he is almost, and he almost looks like a little kid taking his high school picture at times. I mean, I don't know what the attraction there is, but it is what it is, and it shouldn't be there in the first place. And why? Because she's married, and P.S., so is he, and so is he. But I guess that doesn't say every picture that we're looking at, friends, he's right in the mix. And I guess he's a buddy of Trump's, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, how many times has Trump been married? But I guess that doesn't matter to the American people neither. Not understanding that to be married and then go to marry someone else, the Bible calls them adulterers. You can read 1 Corinthians 6:9, and Scripture is clear that they have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. But somehow or another, the American people believe that one that's been married that many times is leading them on the straight and narrow. Oh, and P.S., the straight and narrow and the wide and the broad, they're not running parallel, friends. They're running in a contradictory manner, 180 degrees opposite, polar opposite. One's going that way and one's going this way. And straight and narrow is pushing forth Zion. It's the hard road. Jesus called it a plow. He said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Now, going on the wide and the broad, man, that's do whatever you want to do. That's the first scripture found in the Satanic Bible. That's not what Jesus said at all. In Matthew 7, what did he say? Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. When we think of 14:22 of Acts, what does it tell us? Through trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, the only people that really get in trouble today in America are those that tell you the truth. Okay? And we're going to continuously tell the truth, regardless if people like it or not. And we're doing the people in this country a service by telling them the truth. And if they want to hold to it, praise God. If they refuse to hold to it, that's to their own default. And that's exactly what's going to happen. In their demise, they're going to fall to the judgments of God for refusing his light. Now, I want to go to the second one here, because there's more to cover today. Man groped. This one, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, they bother me to high heaven. They really do, because they're so fake. But we have man groped by Lauren Boebert during Frisky Beetlejuice date. Owns gay-friendly bar that hosts drag shows. Now, I got a question for you. Isn't Lauren Boebert, isn't she the one that condemns all of this activity continuously? This is the woman that apparently was growing up in such a fashion that she was daddy's little girl, and she thinks everybody else looks at her the way that her daddy did. She's sadly mistaken. I feel bad for her. I feel sorry for her, because she doesn't know the difference, and she doesn't have people around her telling her the truth of the matter. She just apparently thinks she's all that in a bag of chips. She's an absolute clown in the circus of politics, to say the least. And I'm not name-calling, friends. It's true. But here again, here's one of the heroes that was delivered up to the American people. And what's the headline? Man groped by Lauren Boebert, during Frisky Beetlejuice date. He owns a gay-friendly bar that hosts drag shows. Now, this is like Mitch McConnell, the guy, Mr. Anti-Drug. Remember that? He's Mr. Anti-Drug. Folks, look the other direction on these guys. He's Mr. Anti-Drug, but yet he's busted transporting over 90 pounds of cocaine on the Ping Mei, his father-in-law's ship. Remember Yang from San Francisco, Mr. Anti-Gun? Remember he got busted and he's been serving prison term now for gun trafficking, right? Just look the other direction, friends. That's all you have to do. Because they are not at all what they sell themselves to be. Now, when I was just highlighting that of Kristi Noem, we all know how she likes to sell herself. She loves to sell herself as you all the well know that in South Dakota, I didn't shut down anything. Folks, she shut down everything. What are you talking about? We were there during that time. We had no idea what she was talking about, because everywhere we looked, we seen the same things going on in South Dakota as we did in any other state. And, of course, that's just a honey trap. And remember, this little commie over there, and I'm talking about Kristi Noem, she's offering the American people jobs. I didn't know that it was her job to offer jobs. I thought she worked for us, and we were the ones that did that, the creating and the creation of jobs and enterprises. That's not their position, but that's what they're taking. And, again, this is all happening because the American people don't know the difference. They don't know the difference. Okay, I don't know how this is moral and upright, folks, but again, if they'll lie to you once, they'll lie to you again. And it happens over and over again. Okay, I want to get to this next point because I want you to see this as well, because this is insane stuff. It really, truly is. I just did a, what do you call it? This last Saturday, I had to take off. I did a replay. And I took the time to go to a gun course with someone that I knew. And I just wanted to kind of sit in and pay attention to the details. Well, in the process of doing that, there was a question and answer. And, of course, I wasn't going to sit by and stand by and allow this to go on. And it was nobody's fault, really, except everybody's fault. There's no nice way to say that. When I sat in this gun course for 2.5 hours, I listened to an individual, cool guy, the gun instructor, who continuously advised and admonished all, that's wisdom in the way of warning, okay? Warning people in a wise way, to use discretion, okay? But this gun instructor who continuously advised and admonished all of this class how it is that they are to defend themselves should it come to the use of the firearms. Who should they defend themselves against? The state who seeks to prosecute the law-abiding gun owner should he have to use it against a criminal. 2.5 hours. That's all I heard. So I raised my hand and I said, you know, for the last 2.5 hours, that's all I've heard. Is you warning the people in this room what they should do should they have to defend themselves against a criminal? I said, where is the constitutionality and where is the Second Amendment come into play concerning everything that you're sharing with us? Remember, he was a cool guy. He couldn't answer me. He couldn't answer what I just got done saying to him. I said, did you know that 94% of all gun crimes take place in gun-free zones? I wanted the whole class to hear this. And, of course, I had the information, and I had the download, and I gave it. Why? Because I cared enough about everybody in that room to hear the truth of the matter when it comes to the law. So I was doing radio live at this instruction session concerning the Second Amendment. Okay? I also asked them, can you show me the constitutionality of what's being taught here concerning the Second Amendment? He could say nothing to that. I said, isn't it interesting a bunch of politicians that are tearing down the Second Amendment are in fact sitting in a circle with armed security detail protecting themselves against the people that they're supposed to be protecting by trying to illegally disarm the people? Isn't that crazy? Hey, folks, I know that some people still haven't caught on as to what's going on here, but I want you to think about this, and I'm going to show you a video. The same government that defends... Can you turn that down, GCN? The same government that defends those who murder the innocent in the womb with armed security detail are the same ones accusing the armed, innocent Americans who defend themselves against the crimes of the guilty. Who's the problem? You tell me. What's the constitutionality of infringing upon our God-given rights? There isn't any. The burden of proof is on them. They have to prove their stance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. 5 detained U.S. citizens were released by Iran in a deal with the Biden administration. Secretary of State Antony Blinken greeted them as they arrived in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans for so long unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
The agreement involves the transfer of $6 billion from South Korea to Qatar, along with the release of 5 Iranians facing U.S. charges. Hunter Biden, the son of President Biden, has filed a lawsuit against the IRS claiming that agents unlawfully revealed his tax return details. The legal action was initiated in federal court in Washington, D.C. today, shortly after Biden was indicted on federal gun charges. And the CDC is recommending COVID boosters for everyone age 6 months and up, but they acknowledge the challenge with 75% of Americans skipping last year's booster. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Liberty, folks. I was just talking about this. I wrote an article. The same government that defends those who murder the innocent in the womb with armed security. Hey, folks. Planned Parenthoods have armed security defending their murderous tactics inside of the walls of those buildings. Oh, P.S.? You're paying. The federal government's taking your money and paying for the murder of innocent babies. Proverbs 6:17. 2013 of Exodus. What does it say? Thou shalt not murder. Oh, that's a bad place, America. But the same government that defends those who murder the innocent in the womb with armed security are the same ones accusing the armed, right, Americans, law-abiders, innocent Americans who defend themselves against the crimes of the guilty. I was just telling you that I sat there for 2.5 hours listening to an instructor in a gun course educate his people as to how to defend themselves from the state should they have to defend themselves. Oh my goodness. And when asking him the constitutionality of all this, he just had this look on his face, dumbfounded and confounded with no answer. That's the same thing when the American people catch on and lay the burden of proof upon those that are creating these policies that are undermining their constitutional rights that God gave and put them in the position, you're going to start throwing them in jail rather than allowing them, the guilty, throwing innocent Americans defending themselves against the crimes of the guilty in jail. I suggest, oh, by the way, that's an abomination, Proverbs 17:15. Not a good place to put yourself. Hey, listen, if anything, I find myself prophetically speaking to the bad guys on this show because I know how monitored I am. You people are playing with fire. Literally. You people are playing with your own salvation. And I've said this a million times, but I feel led to say it again, Romans 8:14. If you have to lie, steal, or kill for somebody, what do you think they're going to do to you when they don't need you anymore? You're expendable. That's what they do. They do it in phases. And then at the end of the day, when they think they're all in control, the Lord comes in and dethrones them devils just like he did their father. Satan. People need to wake up. Hey, Americans, let me bring it up to another wake-up call here. Law-abiders, Americans, are the problem. You all know this, right? Just ask the Department of Homeland Security that was sold to you as the answer to defend our borders against the very people that today they are bussing in to the streets of America, along with Border Patrol. You think that's a joke? Oh, okay. Here, let me show you this really quick. This is a brand new piece. To Fox's credit, I'll give it to him. I want you to listen carefully to this, friends.
Yesterday afternoon, what you're looking at is three unmarked white Border Patrol buses. They pull up, and they start releasing several hundred illegal immigrants to city streets and sidewalks in San Diego.
I've noticed the Border Patrol agents, too. They're Hispanic. They're Mexican. Just want to make clear that you see this.
Across from a transit terminal, people were on this bus from as far away as China and Pakistan. And keep in mind, these buses are not from Texas. They're not Greg Abbott's buses. These are the Biden administration's buses. This is Border Patrol mass releasing people. You can see handfuls of them are standing around not knowing where they are, what to do, where to go next. And there was a remarkable exchange between one migrant and a Border Patrol
agent. Listen carefully.
He asked the agent, hey, am I okay to travel to Chicago? And the agent says, yep, you're good to go. Take a listen.
You're free to go.
He said to the immigrant, the illegal immigrant being bussed in by the federal government, Border Patrol. Here again, just I need to slow down. The Department of Homeland Security sold to the American people under the Patriot Act, sold to you as those that are going to defend the borders, along with Border Patrol, are the ones that are filling up the buses with illegals, and they are dropping them off into the streets and onto the streets of America. Have you caught on? I've been preaching this for 20 years. You caught on, Americans? And I'm not condescending, friends. I'm frustrated about the points that I need to make here because I say it so many times before people finally catch on. I've been talking about this for 20 years. Now, finally, Fox News is picking it up and saying, look what they're doing. Yeah. You went to sleep for 4 years under Donald Trump thinking he was doing you a favor, yet not one inch of wall was ever built. Only refurbished wall. Okay? That's why you have to keep your eyes on the Lord, not on man. But one of the migrants, the illegal immigrants that came on one of these buses being escorted onto the streets of San Diego over the weekend was caught on audio and film where the Border Patrol agent was asked, can I go to Chicago? And he said, you're free to go on and do whatever you want to. Exposing the people to illegal immigrants throughout the United States of America, let me say it this way so you clearly understand, endangering the lives of the American people by bringing the illegals in with them. I've highlighted the crimes of these illegals. Hey, folks, what are you mad about? I'm mad about the fact that your children and your husband and your wife are being endangered by the government that you think you can trust when, in fact, they're doing the opposite of what they're supposed to be doing. That's what makes me angry. That's totally what makes me angry. He tells an illegal as he drops him off on the street, three busloads of these illegals in San Diego, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. You're free to go. What are they saying? You're free to break the law. What do you think they're going to do when they get into America? They're going to do it again. Now listen, I am a lover of the stranger because we were in bondage at one point as well. I know a lot of people from different countries want to come into America, but they need to do it where they assimilate lawfully. And if they do it unlawfully, I have a serious problem with them, because if they're going to break the law at the border, imagine what they're going to do when they get in the backyard. I mean, we've already seen the crimes of some of these guys that have been here for days, and they immediately attack the American people, the innocents. Now, if that's not something to get your dander up, I don't know what is. This is, friends, this is your said representatives doing this. And what are they doing? They're entertaining you through one of their controlled operatives. They're just entertaining you. And really, that entertaining and that entertainment that comes from one of these clowns in the circus of politics, really what it comes down to is they're distracting you from things like I'm showing you right now. Okay? Let's watch the rest of this.
You're free. Okay, it's no problem if I go to Chicago.
No problem if I go to Chicago. The Hispanic Border Patrol agent says to him, you can do whatever you want. Look at this. They're just doing their jobs, friends.
Mass release is also taking place in Border Patrol's Tucson, Arizona sector. We shot this video in Sierra Vista, Arizona, yesterday afternoon.
Arizona's doing the same thing over the weekend.
Border Patrol in a Dollar Tree parking lot, just a random store parking lot. They didn't know where they were. They didn't know what to do. And the local sheriff out there says these mass street releases aren't fair to the community. They're not fair to the migrants. Take a listen.
People come from all over the country to smuggle here, endanger this community, the citizens, and we worked united to combat that. Then to find out yesterday that CBP is doing street releases, as they call them, safe. There's nothing safe about it.
You see that? So again, the government calls it safe releases, and he said there's nothing safe about these releases. Of course there isn't.
Texas is trying to stand its own ground without the help
Baloney.
Of the federal government. The video you're looking at here in El Paso, as Texas National Guard soldiers continue to use razor wire and physical manpower.
Why would you import these people into your country if you weren't trying to create domestic insurrection, folks?
Grand, expecting to be led into the country, but the state of Texas blocking them. That again happening in El Paso. And back out here live, CBP sources tell Fox News that border numbers for the month of August are going to be around 230,000.
230,000 illegals just in the month of August. You get it? You see what's going on here? This is how you take a country down. This isn't even a Trojan horse, folks. They're doing this right in front of your faces. And you trust that they're looking out for your best interest? No, they're not. Remember about those corporations that I've been talking about and all those apartment buildings? Guess who's going to be filling those vacancies? All those jobs that the American people don't want to work because they think that they're owed somehow or another. The government owes them, not realizing that I'm working to support them jokers. They're destroying the country. Guess who's going to occupy your job? The foreigners are. Because when you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it's exactly what's going on. They're going to, listen to me carefully. For all of you that don't want to listen, you're going to listen to me, and you're going to listen to the Word of God, because this is what this conversation is premised on. You're either going to listen to me now, or you're going to listen to me when you don't have it anymore. The stranger's going to be made the head, and you're going to be made the tail. The federal government and the state governments are alluring these people in to this country. They are occupying those positions that Americans don't want to work today. They are taking the vacancies of all these brand new apartment buildings and these corporate buildings that are right next to them conveniently. This is all pre-planned garbage. Over 230,000 illegals into America just in 1 month in August. Let me go back and share with you, too, when I was in this gun course, because it kind of piggybacks onto what I'm talking about here. This is why the American people are arming themselves. Did you know that in 2020, there were 13 million brand new gun owners in America? Did you know in 2021, there was 12 million? So I know people are awake, but why do you allow this corruption to take place? Why do you deceive yourselves into believing it has nothing to do with you when it has everything to do with you and your kids? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and SonsOfLiberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Okay, and since we're talking about it, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, subscribe. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to this because we're talking about it right now. Remember how last week I was talking to you that the governor, about the governor of New Mexico, who just wanted to go ahead and test her wooden shield, and it didn't fare well for her very much in any sense of the word. The first thing she did is she said she wanted a 30-day suspension on gun permit holders. And notice they have all their information. So they know exactly who has the guns. That's the problem with all of this permission slip stuff, because criminals don't ask for permission, folks. They just go ahead and do it, and they attack innocent people in the process. That's why law abiders must be armed, and that's why they are armed. But one of the things that I wanted you to take heed to is the fact that, and that means pay careful attention to, is the fact that this criminal from New Mexico who calls herself the governor, she wanted to go ahead and illegally suspend the Second Amendment. Why did she do that? Because of all the gun violence. Of what? Illegals coming in, gun traffickers, drug traffickers, the cartel coming in. That, by the way, that they're alluring in. So they allure the illegals in to their states. All across the country this is happening, by the way. Ron DeSantis is importing them. Okay? Don't think he's a good guy. He's importing them. He's not deporting them. That's his job. That is an act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. But this is what I want you to hear, friends. She lures the illegals in, they commit the crime, and then she blames the law-abiders for the crimes of the illegals that she just lured in. Look at 1325-8 when it comes to the U.S. Constitution, because federal law tells us that she's responsible for the crimes of the illegals that she brings into this country. That's a fact. And until they're dealt with on a personal level, this is going to continue. Okay? Let's go to the next point. So I just got done telling you about the governor in the state of New Mexico. Did you also know that she's actually releasing gun traffickers in her state? Well, she's attacking law abiders. And I hope everybody's catching on here, folks.
Just reading through some stuff, trying to catch up. And I came across something that was posted today by the ATF on their Twitter. Here it is on the screen, and it says, after an ATF Phoenix and Albuquerque police investigation, Marquez Martinez pled guilty to dealing firearms without a license and two counts of unlawful possession and transfer of a machine gun. A student was found with a gun, which was traced to Martinez. Now, I don't know the entire behind the scenes of what this investigation actually is. Maybe it was an FRT, maybe not. We know how the FBI and the ATF play games. But then I saw this posted by my friend Aiden over at GOA, and this is from the same file, and I'm going to read the first paragraph here. Alexander Ubales, who's the United States Attorney for the District of New Mexico, and Brandon Iber, special agent in charge of the Phoenix Field Division for the ATF, announced that Marquez Martinez pled guilty to dealing in firearms without a license and two counts of unlawful possession and transfer of a machine gun. Martinez, who's 25, of Albuquerque, will remain at the La Paza halfway house under numerous conditions of release pending sentencing, which has not been scheduled. So you have Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who unconstitutionally suspended the Second Amendment because of high crime and gun violence, yet she's okay with the ATF releasing into a halfway house, into the community, someone who just got pinched for gun trafficking. They don't go after the criminals, folks. They hate you. They hate me. And I also want to take this opportunity to show you exactly what the temporary restraining order that came out yesterday against this governor says. And I also want to take this opportunity to admit a little bit of an error. Yesterday, I missed the part where the judge said that he was combining all of the lawsuits against the New Mexico governor. As many people who were listening to this hearing, they will recall, the clerk of court said that they were having some technical difficulties. There were a lot of people trying to listen, and it kept cutting out. I had to keep logging in. And
okay, folks, I think that's enough information that you just got there. Notice what he said. They hate you. Who's he talking about? He said those that are in representative positions, namely this government, they hate you. Well, of course they do. And how many times did I make reference, and I'm not, again, I'm going back to the Word of God, folks. I'm not making reference to myself. I'm not that stupid. Okay? I'm going to hold to the Word of God. And what does it say? It says in verse 15, Leviticus 26, listen carefully. You can see how the two ways meet, okay? And it's only one way, but it's a matter of time for men to open their eyes or for the anointing to break the yoke. Isaiah 10:27. What does it say? And if you shall despise my statutes as how to deal with those that break God's law, okay? What does he say? Or if your soul abhor my judgments, you will not do them. He said this is what's going to happen. So that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant. This is what the Lord said. I will also do this unto you. He said, I will appoint over you terror, September 11th, consumption in the burning Og, and shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart and sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. What's happening right now? The federal government's giving all of your wealth to foreign countries all across the globe. They're giving foreign countries your tax dollar. They're taking all of your wealth and they're redistributing it throughout the world. Okay. Then he says, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. What did he say next? They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Oh, okay, okay, guys. I mean, pretty easy to understand there. I didn't have any problem understanding what he said. This is happening because the Lord's saying, you're disobeying me. And because you're disobeying me and you're not dealing with lawbreakers according to my statutes by not keeping my commandments, this is what's going to happen to you. That's exactly what's happening. Interestingly enough, this guy here, seems like a really cool guy, says they hate you. Who hates you? Your said representatives. This has been going on for a long time. This isn't brand new. Hey, folks, you don't lie to those that you love. You tell them the truth, right? What politician hasn't lied to you? They hate you, okay? Now, I want to also say this, and I want to bring this to your attention, because I've seen somebody, and I don't have a whole lot of time to go into it. So I'm just going to bring you to Scripture really quick so you can understand what love is, okay? Leviticus 19:17. What does it say? It says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor. Why? Because you hate him? No, because you love him. And you are not to allow sin, him to transgress God's law, to be upon him. How are you supposed to tell him that? You're supposed to love him enough to tell him. That's our job, is to tell men, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5:11. Okay? That's what we're supposed to do. Lay the axe to the root of the tree. Luke 3. We're to preach the gospel in season and out of season. We don't make decisions for people unless we're in a position of authority in doing so, as long as it allies itself up with the Word of God in the Constitution, period. Okay? Here's another one. Whatever cases come to you from your brethren who dwell in their cities, whether it be a bloodshed or offenses against law, God's law, or commandment, God's commandment, against statutes, God's statutes, or ordinances, you shall warn them lest they trespass against who? Me and you? Nope, against the Lord. And then wrath, because you allow it, wrath then comes upon you. You see how this works? Folks, everything is done before the Lord. Everything. Everything's done before the Lord. Tomorrow I'm going to have a little more time to do a little exposition on this. But again, friends, when I get into seeing people say the things that they say online all day long, it just seriously sickens me. They have such a backwards understanding of the Word of God. And why is that? Because they don't speak according to the law and to the testimony. And what does it say in Isaiah 8:20? It says, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. There's no light in them. And what do? Well, for them that don't know Scripture and they like to take Scripture out of context, what do they say? Thou shalt not judge. But wait a second. Instead of saying, from those that understand the Word of God, from those that have the Spirit of God, I believe I have, instead of saying, thou shalt not judge, what you should be saying, instead of being angry at that person that's telling you the truth, you shouldn't be saying, thou shalt not judge. You should be thanking that person for you, in fact, loving them enough to tell them what nobody else is willing to tell them according to the Word of God, which warns men to flee from the wrath to come. Hey, people, Jesus Christ is the standard. And what is the message that he told us as Christians to proclaim? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And how do you know the difference, friends? Well, you look at Acts 20, verse 21. Repentance before God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And what brings us to our Lord Jesus Christ? The knowledge that we're going to be judged if we don't seek mercy in Jesus Christ. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.